Today, I'm talking to David Normandale. Born in Scarborough in 1941, David has been a mariner all of his life, and yet he has moved around, both in the way that he has earned his living from the sea and in choosing where around the world to base himself. His various roles read a little like a chapters of a book. I'm asking him to take us through these chapters in his life. David, was it inevitable that your working life would always be at sea? Was that part of the DNA of your family?
It was. My father was a trawler skipper. My granddad and my great-granddad were all trawler skippers out of Scarborough. And it was just a line of growing up with the trawlers.
Take us to your first maritime experience. How did you become a merchant seaman and what was your role in that job?
Well, I left school in 1956 and I went fishing for 3 months prior to joining a tramp steamer in Germany in the November 1956, and subsequently did 4.5 years tramp steaming around the world with J&C Harrison's of London.
And then you left the Merchant Navy and you became a fisherman out of Scarborough. How did this opportunity come up?
After the Merchant Navy, I decided to go into the fishing where some of my friends were, and career took off from there.
And so how many years were you fishing off Scarborough before your next chapter in your life?
I started fishing out of Scarborough in 1961 and went with different boats and met up with Jim Sheeder, who was having a boat built in Scarborough. Joined him as the crew and with him for quite a number of years till Jim retired and I took skipper of the boat, the Mary Allison. I then went into partnership and bought a boat from Holland before going back to the Merchant Navy for 2 years.
Tell us why you went back to the Merchant Navy, having spent so many years off Scarborough.
The fishing wasn't very good in the mid-1970s, and the price of oil just went through the roof, and vessels were having to stop going out because they couldn't afford the oil. So I decided to go back to the Merchant Navy for a couple of years while things improved. I went with the Manchester Liners from Manchester and sailed as third mate from on their ships before coming back to the fishing.
So you already had your fishing skipper's ticket. What did you need to do in order to be able to, I think you served as mate in the Merchant Navy at that time?
The Merchant Navy were anxious for anybody for crews. There were shorter crews and everything. And I presented what I had, skipper's ticket from the fishing, and said, well, that will have to do. So and they took me on at that until I went back to the fishing.
That was until 1979.
When I came back to fishing, I bought a boat, the Craig Ivar, and fished with that vessel for a few years, eventually decommissioning the vessel before emigrating to New Zealand in 1983.
And what did you do in New Zealand?
It's time for a change. I was married to a New Zealander then, and the opportunities for fishing out there were good, better weather and everything, so went out to New Zealand, bought a 40-foot boat and scallop fished out of a port in New Zealand. That port was Whangarei, up in the North Island, towards the Bay of Islands.
And I think you were out there for about 10 years, is that right?
Yes. I really enjoyed it before I came back and bought a hotel. That was in Scarborough in 1993. In 1996, I bought a vessel called the Fern, which was a Fraserburgh trawler of 75 feet. Brought it to Scarborough, put extra fuel tanks on it, and sailed it out to New Zealand. We arrived there in 1997, first week in February.
So you've sold the hotel by that time. That journey must have been a very interesting one. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, it was very good. We had some bad weather down in Torquay, but apart from that, as you got further south, down to the Canary Islands, the weather was lovely. Rebunkered in the Canary Islands, crossed to Panama, did a night passage through the Panama, 6 hours, which was expected to do 12 hours, but we did it in 6, and then sailed from there on the Christmas Eve out to the Marquesas Islands. Rebunkered there, had a few days ashore there, onto Rarotonga, a few days there, rebunkered, and then into New Zealand, into Whangarei.
A trawler probably isn't the kind of vessel you'd normally choose for a long-haul voyage. Tell us a little bit about the cost of that trip to get that boat out to New Zealand.
Trawlers are fitted with big engines for towing heavy gear and everything. So before we set off, we had to try and find the most economical speed and fuel consumption. The vessel at full speed would burn 20 gallon an hour, but by easing down on the throttle and down to 8 knots, we were able to get it down to 8 gallon an hour, which was the most economical speed. So that's the way we went.
So having got to New Zealand, what happened next?
Well, the idea was to go trawling and fishing out in New Zealand, but like in England, they'd brought in the quota system, and it was too difficult to try and acquire enough quota to fish the boat. I sold the boat to another fisherman that wanted to take it up to the islands, and then I lost contact with it.
And what did you do after that?
Came back to England.
Which year was that?
98.
Having got back to Scarborough, what did you do then?
More or less retirement then.
So you were back in Scarborough, but you were now
semi-retired.
And what did semi-retirement mean when you were at work?
I used to go down and help down at the hotel, actually.
So the hotel had not been sold?
Well, it's been sold, but I knew the new people that were in there, and I used to go down and just give them a hand out.
You've kept your links with New Zealand, and
yes.
And how, and spent, you spent part of the most years in New Zealand.
I did for a few years until the COVID. I used to spend 3 to 4 months in New Zealand.
And presumably had a very good social circle arising from that.
Yes, I had a lot of friends out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me, you've had such a varied career, including owning and running a hotel, although I'm guessing your wife did most of the work in dealing with that. In which of those mariner's roles were you the happiest?
I think fishing out of Scarborough was the best. It was enjoyable. Every day was different. The camaraderie with all the people down there, it was like one big happy family.
David Normandale, seaman, trawlerman, perhaps even marine adventurer, one time hotel owner, many thanks for sharing your experiences with me today. Thank you. Was there anything we missed out?
No, I don't think so. No.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Is that long enough?
They're podcasts. So, you know, that's what I refer to them as. So that is fine. The longest I had was Peter Simpson. And, you know, and that's fine. But, you know, these are just catching the history and encapsulating it in a small...
You're still recording.
I'm still recording, but I can cut that off at any time. So here we go.